Are you ready for the deadliest news, issues, comments, and people? Well, on now is National Talk Black with Trendy Trev, going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service. Give us a call now, 1-800-422-416. National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
A very good morning, you Delhi mob. Welcome back to your Delhi program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry, live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns. That's BBM Bumabrip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service, the Big Yarn in Circle, Murray Grapevine. So give us a call on that Delhi number, 1-800-422-416. Now, Aboriginal populations use bogon moth as a food source 2,000 years ago, researchers have found. And the first conclusive archaeologist evidence of insects as a food source in Australia has been discovered by a group of archaeologists and traditional landowners. We're going to catch up a yarn now with Russell Mullett, Gunakunai Land and Waters Aboriginal Corporation. That's a Glawak, and he's the RAP manager. Got him on the line. Russell, good morning, my brother. How are you?
Good morning, Trevor. Really good, thank you.
Thank you very much for coming to the program. First of all, brother, let the mob know who you mob, where you're from.
We're Gunakunai. It's in eastern Victoria, from the coast to
yes.
the Alps.
Fantastic. Beautiful footprint there. Thank you very much for coming to the program. So, look, archaeologists, of course, working with the traditional landowners there, have found that our mob back there 2,000-odd years ago were consuming bogon moths as a food source.
Yeah, it's been well known, and the historical documents refer to our people and people from around the other side, the north side of the Great Divide, going up into the Alps in early summer and feasting on bogon moth.
So when we're finding, how was this evidence found? Is it like the crushing of moths and there you find evidence that they were used for consumption?
Look, what wasn't found in the archaeological record was evidence of the bogon moth. Yes, we've got historical documents. This is the first time that we've been able to find an actual grinding stone with bogon moth legs and wings on it.
Okay.
To show that, you know, this tool was used to grind bogon moth and other collagen as well. You know, there was other plant sources on that particular grinding stone, so really significant.
So it has proven that our mob there have, in our dietary practices, moths was used, well, like I said, in consumption.
Yeah, and, you know, the evidence or the historical records talk about people going up and coming back nice and fat.
Yeah, there you go, beautiful. Well, probably using like wheat, like to make bread or something, damper, yep.
Yeah, very much so. There's grinding the moss into a paste and cooking them, and it was just like damper. Very rich protein.
Yeah, fantastic. Well, we're on the healthiest race living, don't worry about that. But the beautiful thing about the archaeologists working on land, the traditional owners are at the table too, and it's a joint venture. And look, and so it should be in the scientific way, but also in a cultural aspect.
Well, once again, it comes down to science has questions, but Aboriginal communities have questions, and they may well relate to cultural questions, and that was never a part of the early scientific investigations by archaeologists. So it's, you know, it's stepping out there, and this particular site was dug in the 1970s. There's no Aboriginal people involved in it. We've revisited it because the excavation site itself was slumping, and so we were losing information. And once again, we'd gone to Monash University, and they've assisted us through an MOU to come on country and help us stabilise the site, but also do a little bit more digging. It wasn't very much compared to the original hole. And out of it, there's there's this grinding stone that's telling a wonderful cultural story.
So when you look at it, yeah, the archaeologists are the doctors in their field, but we, the First Nation people, are the professors in the field, you could say.
Bruno David is a professor.
Yes, yes.
He's been leading the dig, and but he's worked with other communities around Australia and Papua New Guinea, and
yes,
very respectful and
beautiful, which is important.
It's critical.
Yes.
It's always the same. If you've got the wrong person, you're not going to get the results that you were wishing for.
Well, exactly. And look, I think archaeologists across the globe are passionate about findings, but if you're working with the traditional owners, First Nation people of that country, it comes to fruition a lot faster, a lot sooner, and they become a student as well, don't they?
They do, and I think it's always bouncing around the questions. Oh, what do you think of this? What do you think of that? And similar, we ask the same questions, to them. From a science point of view, what do you think about this? And I guess we're still linked to, the chronology of things we find.
Yes.
But it's important to remember that, for this particular artifact, 2,000 years, that's a long time for people to know about Bogong moths migrating into those alpine areas. And, that's 2,000 years is a long time.
Well, exactly, exactly. But that just brings, another ingredient to the table, so to speak. If we do have any dramas with the weed industry, well, we've got the Bogong moths.
Yes, I suppose the other thing today is climate change and the use of pesticides because cities that have been built on their migratory path. And so, if you were looking at revisiting that custom, that tradition of going up and feasting on Bogong moth, what impacts has the development of Australia had in relation to the migration of moths to the mountains down here in the south?
Well, it just shows that our First Nation people can create a new industry as such in the 21st century, which is an old industry, really.
Yeah, true enough. And I think, that over the probably last 10, 15, maybe 20 years, there's been a great interest shown in traditional Aboriginal foods,
Yes, and, exactly. Bush tucker.
Here's another one,
Exactly. Yeah, well, add that to the Christmas table. Fantastic. Russell, you're the RAP manager for the Gunungkuni Land and Waters Aboriginal Corporation. How long have you been holding that hat, brother?
It started there in 2019, but prior to that I was on the board of directors.
Yes.
And for many years, I think we started our native title claim back in 1997, and I was there with elders that are now passed away, unfortunately.
Mm.
So it's been a long journey to get to where we currently are.
Yeah, and the elders who have passed away, they're still with us in spirit, and they brought the Bogong moth's findings to the forefront, you could say.
Yes, yes.
Strong, brother, strong.
Always strong.
Always.
And, never a moment, thinking about ancestors. And
yes.
When you're walking on country, is
of course.
Hello to them and
yes, make that yarn. Yeah. Yes, exactly.
Yeah, that's it.
Russell, very nice talking to you, my brother. Thank you very much for sharing. Big shout out to the Gunai Land Mob there and the Waters Mob, and thank you very much for sharing. And great to be working with the archaeologists who come to the table and open the door for that conversation. The future looks good in regarding more findings.
Look, I appreciate the talk this morning, Trevor, and similar to your mob, hope they're all keeping safe and well in this funny world we live in.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Thank you, my brother. You take care, Russell. All the best.
You too.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye now.
a beautiful yarn with Brother Russell Mullet, his name is, Guna Kunai Land and Waters Aboriginal Corporation, the Dlawak people, and he's the rep manager there. And look, in the beautiful findings, working with the archaeologists, evidence of insects as a food source was the Bogon moths. And they found grinding rocks, and with the grinding rocks, they also found Bogon moths' wings and legs. So it shows that they were crushed and turned into sort of dough, and that's how they made their damper, their bread. And that shows like another food source, bush tucker. But there it is, 2,000 odd years ago. And as we mentioned, joked around, if the wheat industry drops, then we can go to the Bogon moths. But that shows another way of communication to the world about the First Nation people, healthy rates of living back in the day, and how we operated 2,000 odd years ago. Fantastic. Have your say. Yarn up strong. Add to the conversation here on National Talk Black. That deadly number is 1-800-422-416. Call that number. Yarn with yours truly, Trevor Tim, Trinity Trev Murray from Macquarie. I'm your host for the daily program National Talk Black, and come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns. That's BBM Bumabrip Media, 98.7 FM. We go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Digital Radio Service. Give the Murray call. Let's have a yarn. 1-800-422-416. I'd like to make mention of my beautiful mob, my family, my father's side. 1 year Gunga leader, Dumaji Burketown, that's Moreton Island mob. And my mother with me in spirit, it's Darnley Island, that's Erib. Big shout out to my family, the Pitt and Salem mob. To Deadly, have you say, yarn up strong. 1-800-422-416.
In the river lane, born of her mother, into her mother's hands. And she was free as the river was wild. She was so innocent, such a beautiful child. Institutions, what could they do with this child? Where was the need solution? But there was nothing they could do, so they gave her to the streets, and she joined all the rest of the hungry and the tired feet.
My name's Jared Harbrow from the Gold Coast Suns. You're tuned in to National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
1-800-422-416.
Kernigan with Trendy Trev, and you're tuned in to National Talk Black. Call us now, 1-800-422-416. Yeah. Yeah. Just a finish on my mind, ain't nobody got no time for no wine. Just a little out of line, wanna be beyond the right thing. Having positive mind frame, go on the dream, go on ailing, but you are firm, I can't do thinking, and me now, Ulane. It's not about fame. Opening doors to a new era, making sure it's correct. Not an error, otherwise you will disconnect. And the darkest days won't last forever, even.
gonna head up to. It is hard, you're gonna have to break through. They turning up the pressure till it breaks you. So break through, come on.
They come, they go, but this I know. I will not let them hold me back no more. I should, I swore, I give my all, my future. I am in control.
You got me feeling like a preacher. There's nothing that you can't achieve when you're a seeker. Keep on moving straight ahead and be your icon like a pillar for the next gen.
Okay, okay.
They come, they go, but this I know. I will not let them hold me back no more. I should, I swore, I give my all, my future. I am in control.
Morning, you Daily Mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns. You know it, BBM Bummer Brit Media, 98.7 FM. We go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. You can have your cyber calling to that daily number, 1-800-422-416. Now, Indigenous Fellowship returns to boost First Nation storytelling for a second year. And look, we're going to catch up a yarn now with the inaugural fellow Northern Territory filmmaker, Tamara White. We have the sister on the line. Tamara, good morning. How are you?
Oh, good morning. I'm great. And what an introduction.
Too deadly. Look, before we start, my sister, let the mob know who you mob, where you're from.
Yep. So I'm living here in Nhulunbuy. This is my partner's grandmother's country, but I grew up in southeast Queensland.
Oh.
But originally my family are from Yurigan mob. We're backos, and my auntie, Dr. Evelyn Scott.
All right, did a yes. Now you're beautiful, Dr. Evelyn Scott, and looks with us in spirit, beautiful, strong lady. So you come from good genes there, my sister?
I certainly believe so, yes.
Listen, congratulations, inaugural fellow Northern Territory filmmaker. So you were the recipient of that. Just before the COVID-19 visited the globe, how you been traveling with it? And tell us about your win and what it has done for you.
Yeah, so there was two components to the fellowship. One is a like financial support component, and the other one is like the equivalent of $10,000 worth of training and support from the Australian Film and Television and Radio School down in Sydney. So a lot of what I've been doing is sort of research at home. I'm working with two Indigenous mathematicians, a Kwandamuka man, Dr. Chris Matthews, and Gomeroi man, Dr. Jared Field. So, yeah, we've just been working together sort of to work up the idea, and I'm, you know, been a lot of what we would have done in person in terms of conferences and stuff, we're all doing online now, I guess. Like
Zooming or what have you, yeah.
Yes, that's it.
So the call is out again for First Nations documentary makers in South Australia and the Northern Territory. with the launch of the second centralised Indigenous Fellowship open for applications from today, so which is very exciting. So as a recipient, you would also probably promote that opportunity for our brothers and sisters out there, yes?
Oh, yeah, look, just do it. Just I put an application in at the last minute. I was like, oh, I can't do this. I probably don't have what it takes, you know what I mean? And they, you know, I got chosen, so that's a surprise. But, look, Documentary Australia Foundation, there's a woman who heads that. That's a philanthropic fund that supports documentary making in Australia, and that's Mitzi Goldman. Mm-hmm. And she has, like, given me her time, her contacts, and just, I guess, having someone believe in what you're doing can really get it over the line, you know what I mean?
Like, we're so very supportive, you're saying.
Oh, absolutely. Mm. And push you too out of your comfort zone, but in a good way.
Well, they reckon you've got to get uncomfortable to get comfortable. That's what it's about, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, no, it pushes you to go further. And, yes. You know, we need more about people telling these stories and bringing them to the screen. And, look, I was just in a meeting the other day, and I think the CEO of Screen Australia said, look, if there's something that the world's going to want to eat up and the content they're going to want to look at, it's Indigenous stories.
Well, we're talking about the first peoples of the globe, you know what I mean? So there it is, and we do have stories to tell. We're storytellers, aren't we? And here's a fantastic opportunity. You can turn your story or, you know, your generations belong to your mob, your ancestors, turn it into reality, turn it into life, but also turn it into a career path as well. And educate people of the world, yes?
Yep, absolutely, yeah. And I think, like, now that with so much going on in the world, like, turning to those older stories and old ways, people are keen to hear about that. And look, just about the fellowship, for anyone thinking about it, it is so flexible. It's like a choose-your-own-adventure up to $40,000, like, just unheard of.
Yeah, exactly. And look, money's a tool, and it's a fantastic opportunity. You can receive this money and invest in yourself and go further down the career path, yes?
Yeah, buy yourself some time to do what you love.
Yeah, exactly. And the old story, if you're doing something you love and you're passionate about it and you get paid to do it, well, that's the best job in the world, isn't it?
That's it. It's not like going to work, is it?
So what about your family? Are they all thumbs up, all excited about what has happened and what you're doing?
So I'm working with, like, my partner. He's from Central Arnhem Land, and he's actually in the story. So he and I sort of have been telling this story to each other for 7 years.
Yeah.
And we're about to apply for some funding to go out and get all the ICIP, so the intellectual, like, Indigenous cultural intellectual property.
Yes.
Signed off on, and we've talked a lot to family out there, just slowly, you know, gently sort of introducing my ideas, because these things, you don't make one overnight.
No, exactly.
They're long and slow processes. So, yeah, no, and then on my side, you know what I mean, like, I think people just are still not always believing this is what I do with my time.
Yeah, no, too deadly. Too deadly.
Yeah.
And the other thing is the protection, which is so very important, you know, because you're actually telling your story there. But there's, how you say, biters out there that could take that information and run with it. So we need to protect our stories as well. Very important.
Yeah. Yep. No, absolutely. And I think, you know, just having the ability to do it with the fellowship and have access to the people who know how to help you protect your story, how to take it forward. And, you know, like, telling these stories, if someone's, like, got a bit more of an easy life or a bit more access to, you know, the right people and all that, for sure they could take off and do it quicker than other people. So you're right, you do have to hold on to these things and make sure you do them right.
And look, we all got a story to tell, and listen to your story there, and you're working with your partner, the other half there. To me, that's a glue as well in regarding your relationship, you know?
Yeah, look, hey, it makes for some interesting.
Hey, stand over there when I'm talking to you. You never said that in your story.
You know, and I got to give it to him. He will listen every time I come up with a new angle or a new idea or, you know, he's, we put him in that story right up there with those mathematicians. His cultural knowledge and his knowledge inside and out of the kinship system is something that most people would get a PhD for,
beautiful.
You know what I mean?
Beautiful.
Yeah, so.
And your professor's in your own right, my sister, because the story belongs to you, Mob. So that's is too deadly.
That's
Hey, good yarn with you tomorrow. Thank you very much. Congratulations. Big shout out to your other half there. And what we're saying to all our mob out there, there's a call out again for First Nations documentary makers in South Australia, Northern Territory. So go ahead, put the application in. And what you're saying is put the iron in the fire and see if it lights up, just like you.
Just give it a go.
Too deadly. Tomorrow, all the best, sister. Take care.
Thank you. See you.
Bye-bye. Too deadly, beautiful yarn there, Tamara White, and she's the inaugural fellow, Northern Territory filmmaker Tamara White. She's the successful applicant, and look, she said last minute she put her application in, and then she won the award, the Indigenous Fellowship Award. So look, fantastic, and doors have opened up to her. She received a grant up to $30,000 towards professional documentary project development. Which also includes mentorship, research development, skill development training, and also received up to $10,000 of in-kind support to attend training opportunities in AFTERS. And AFTERS is the Australian Film, Television and Radio School. So look, fantastic. Doors can open up. Your story could then become a book, if not a film, if not a big-time Hollywood show, you know what I mean? So it's just a thought, and like I said, we are Blanks the Story as First Nation people, so it's a great opportunity. So for application guidelines and to apply online, you can go to safilm.com.au/centralised. Otherwise, for further information, you can contact Annie Scofis. Her email is annie@documentaryaustralia.com.au. Otherwise, Green Territory, Melanie McClure, melanie.mcclure@nt.gov.au, or otherwise Nara Wilson, and that's nara.wilson@safilm.com.au. So there it is. Do check it out, and good luck with it all. And you've got to be in it to win it and put the iron in the fire. Have courage, make it happen, and if it's meant to be, it'll happen. And don't forget, your ancestors are on your side. Have your say, Yana Strong, add to the conversation here on National Talk Black. Yana with the Bully One, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. Give me a call, let's have a yarn, 1-800-422-416.
G'day folks, Troy Cassidale here. You're with Trevor on National Talk Black. Don't move that dial.
Come on, drive it. Drive it like you stole it, son.
Guy Sebastian here, hanging up on National Talk Black, your big yarning circle, BBM 98.7.
I remember the day.
This is for my people. This is for my warriors. This is for my sister. This is for my sister. This is for my elders. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. This is for my people. Not for my race. I'm a long way from where we once was. This is for my warriors. We have to keep strong with a big young one to learn from. For my sisters, to black each men of strength and guidance we depend on. This is for my elders, to fought for a time with the next generation front line.
Old wolf in sheep's clothing, never fooled I yet. Cautious with who I walk, I can't track my steps. No switch up or hiccups, I'm best adjust. Plan, I stay sharp like a razor. I know worry about a snake or a hater. Like myself or danger, reckon just keep the same energy that you put on me, came now. Stand firm, no worry for which kind you buy a bank account. We count a blessing whenever the sun is out. No worry for one of them hyenas are talking about. Big talk, but their breath smell like shh. Possibilities are no limit, but time luck tick. If they change your ways, while you broke, but we can when you're rich. Hold it down for your people, we can carry bags of tricks. Man, don't get caught up in the mix, they take shots, they still miss. Killer always been a killer, because killer never switched.
This is for my people, and our separation. We are long way from where we once was. This is for my warriors, we have to keep strong. With a big young one to learn from. This is for my sisters, to block each men of strength and guidance we depend on. This is for my elders, to fought for a time. With a next generation front line.
This is for my elders, that fought back to back. We will see through the mission with the same plan of attack. Yeah, I'm Malcolm's upper brother, raw militant jack. I'm all black and I'm proud, what's out there, James Brown. I go fight till I die, what's out there, Cookie Marble. What black star liner, what full cargo. That red, black, green, cover your dream. Royal like rust, but you must keep your mind clean. Like KRS, knowledge reigns supreme. We do it for the team, I dedicate this to our last. I'm a fighter, speak my mind, shove that captain, cook shit up your ass. They tell the lies to fabricate the past. How people still dying behind bars. Suicide on the rise, man, they focus on the money. You can't listen to me, black cry. Some turn to crime, government can't provide. The First Nations left on the side.
For my people, in our separation, we are long way from where we once was. This is for my warriors, we have to keep strong. With a big young one to learn from. This is for my sisters, to black each men of strength and guidance we depend on. This is for my elders, to fought for a time. With a next generation front line.
Yeah, Two Daily, welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor, Tim, Trendy, Trev, Murray from the Curry, live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns. BBM Bumrabrip Media, 98.7 FM. We go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Digital Radio Service. And you can have your saber calls on their daily number, 1-800-422-416. Yarn up strong here. Big shout out to First Nation Radio Stations across the country, a Daily Black Network. And this daily program runs for 1 hour, National Talk Black, and comes from the First Nation Radio Station in Cairns. Like I said, 1-800-422-416. Otherwise, you can text the brother 045-714-0550 and our Facebook page as well, BBM 987 FM. Check out all our photos, all our news, all our yarns, and catch up with stories that you missed out on. And always open for your input in regard to our yarns here on the Murray Grapevine. Too Deadly. A big shout out to Arama Tabuai, who gave us a call earlier. Big shout out, my brother and your family. And he had some questions regarding COVID 19 and the vaccines. And looks so very important. And look, it's middle of February here and coming up to March very soon when the vaccine rollout happens in Australia. But there's still a lot of questions for First Nation people regarding where we sit and the ramifications if we take the vaccine or if we don't take the vaccine in regard to our job or where do we stand as Australians. And especially, like I said, for our First Nation people, I'll try and make some headways in regard to the queries in regard to the vaccine. try and get in touch with, our doctor here in Cairns is Dr. Mark Winnetong, a black doctor. So hear it from a black man's perspective in regard to where we sit with the vaccine. But questions like the COVID-19 vaccine, getting vaccinated for COVID-19, who will get the vaccines, how vaccines are tested and approved, Australia's vaccine agreements, COVID-19 vaccine campaign materials, and what happens if a person does not get the vaccine, and how do they sit regarding their employment, their occupation. So it's all up in the air, so to speak, and we need to have those conversation, a very robust conversation, and just to say, shed some light at the end of the tunnel. But thank you for your call, Darren. And a very good conversation we need to have. Very, very important questions that need to be answered. So, yeah, we'll get on to that here at Bummer Bipper with National Talk Black and make some leeway into that conversation, COVID-19. All right, to Daily Mob, have your say, yarn up strong, 1-800-422-416. Any yarns you want to have, give the Murray a call. Let's have a chat and talk about how you're sitting, talk about your future, talk about your job in regard to education. What are you doing there in that department? All the above, all ears here on your daily program, National Talk Black. But it's our one love. That's the message we want to give out there. Here's Mitch Tambo with that daily track, Love. And to Deadly, this brother and his beautiful voice.
Nagala yela do te yo Maraya yela que ta me con ella acababa na la mer gualenga mer gualenga Como le guiñe que mo
Breathe, you mob, Two Deadly, beautiful voice, Jessica Mowboy here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Yeah, big shout out there to Arama. Thank you very much for your query there. And for COVID-19 vaccines, you can Google COVID-19 Vaccines Australia. There's information there, but nothing beats black on black. So we'll try and get in touch with Dr. Mark Winnetong, a deadly doctor up this way, and just talk about the rollout and regarding the vaccine and where do we sit as First Nation people and the ramifications of taking the vaccine or not taking the vaccine. All the above questions need to be answered. But thank you very much for your company, your mob. Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry going to sign off here with National Talk Black. Back in the hot seat again tomorrow on that deadly number, 1-800-422-416. Otherwise, your mob, look, stay black, stay deadly, stay strong. More importantly, stay safe. As the conversation went with the vaccine and COVID-19, we are still in the pandemic. So abide by the rules, your mob, and look after yourselves. Too deadly. Here's One Generation from Warrior with Brother Drew's with us in spirit. Take us up to the news. And also jump in there, Rita Mills with Oh Yawa. Too deadly. Yawa, you mob.
One generation from a warrior. One generation from a warrior. One generation from a warrior. That's what we are.
One generation from a warrior.
That's what we are. One generation from a warrior. One generation from a warrior. One generation from a warrior. Our fathers were warriors, their fathers before them. But though we're now civilized, our hearts are not far from them. Cause we're
one generation from a warrior.
One generation from a warrior.
One generation from a warrior.
That's what we are.
One generation from a warrior.
Ooh, yes, that's what we are. One generation from a warrior. From a warrior,
one generation from a warrior,
that's what we are.
One generation from
ooh,
a warrior,
yeah, yes, that's what we are. Now that we know where our people come from, we found our identity, our spirit lives on and on.
We should meet, got a rubber dub style. And worry about the no while. Listen to the beat, to the rhyme, to the rhythm. We gon' make you jump, cup corner, you get them. To kick a rugger in a nutty vibration. We are the children of the next generation. Coming to you with a positive style. All same clear, I'm the warrior, but me plan no while.
One generation from a warrior. One generation from a warrior. One generation from a warrior. That's what we are.
Generation.